All right. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Y'all, it is another day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, real quick before we start, I just want to say this quick prayer. Father God, once again, we come to you, God, as humble. You know how, God, thank you. Just for you, Father God, being you. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who shed his blood on the cross. Calvary, oh God, that we may have the right to the tree of life, Father God, and we ask now, Father God, if there's any sins that we said, anything that we said or done that was not of you, God, we ask that you forgive us of our transgressions, God, and we ask now, God, that you allow this word this morning to impart us, oh God, that we can live by it, oh God, use it as a weapon against the enemy, oh God, and also bring our brothers and sisters to Christ. This is your son, Jesus, and pray, thank God, amen. So, real quick. I don't want to take too much of your time. You may be on your morning commute to work or away from work, going home, or just out driving for whatever reason. But yeah, you might even be at work. But yeah, I just wanted to address the notion of the false teachings and the false preachers out there, because there are many, I mean many, especially if you're on YouTube, they are horrible on YouTube, teaching any and everything, and a lot of them are denying Jesus Christ, and that's how you know that that is a false doctrine, false teachings. And they, the worst part about it, they would use the Bible to justify their lies and to justify their sins. And not only that, they also go against the teachings of Jesus Christ, and that's horrible. But I just wanted to read the scripture, give you two verses or two scriptures to kind of keep put you on alert. The first one being 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 1, and this is King James. It says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world." And then the second one that I want to present before you guys is 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there should be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon them swift destruction." Not brought, but bought. Bought them with the blood, his blood on the cross. It was a price that he paid. God sent his son to pay that price for us, to atone us from the sins, the transgressions, that we may have the right, you know, to the tree of life, that we may be able to get into the kingdom, and that he took on sin, he became sin, so that we can be free from sin. There's a lot of people out there that are teaching law, and law this, and law that, and law that. That was the old law that they're teaching. They're teaching old school law from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That's what they're teaching. And they're teaching this from the Israelite perspective. And if you notice, if you read in the Bible, why would you even want to, you know what I mean? Why would you even want to go down that road with them anyway? Because it tells you that they are not abiding by the laws. That's why God sent his son, is because of the fact that no man can keep the law. And the Bible strictly and specifically says that no man can keep the law. And by them doing that, they're setting themselves back. And I don't know where they got their teaching from or how they got their teaching and came to that conclusion. But it's not right. They're taking scripture out of context, twisting it so that they can justify what they need to justify. And it's not right. If you're going to report, if you're going to read scripture, if you're going to teach it in this context, teach it in the way it's supposed to be taught. But yeah. I just want y'all to be aware that there are false doctrines and teachers out there, and they will sound good to you, but they're out for itching ears, especially people that are looking for a place to belong and a religion to belong. They are reaching those people, and they are sucking them into what I call their occult. So, y'all be careful. You know, keep your ears, try the spirit, by the spirit. That's what I say. You got to try the spirit and see if it's of God. And if it's not of God, you already know you got to get up out of this, because I've ran across a couple myself And I've talked to these guys, and they sound very convincing. If I didn't study and I didn't know the word the way that I know it, and I didn't know it for myself, I would believe these guys because they sound very convincing. It sounds good to the ears. But they are preaching and teaching the wrong message and the wrong context of the message. And what's happening is people are falling into the traps, and they're falling to the wayside and falling away from it. Especially those that are teaching that Jesus is not the name of the Bible, that Jesus is the devil, and all this. They do have teachings that they keep saying that Yeshua is his real name, and that's what you should call him. If you call him Jesus, then you're calling the devil. And that's not what it says in the Bible. The Bible calls him Jesus. He has many names. Jesus, Emmanuel, Jehovah, God. You know, it's a lot. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha. He has a lot of names. We need to understand it and understand what these names mean. But that's another segment of probably the next segment you guys heard from me, I might have a guest on, but I just wanted y'all to understand and hear that there are a lot of false prophecies and false teachings and doctrines out there, and I want you to guard your hearts as well as your spirit. To God be the glory. Y'all stay blessed. I'm going to end this segment real short, but y'all stay blessed. I got another podcast platform that I'm on. I'm trying to transition to it. So y'all stay tuned. I'm going to let you know when I fully have that set up, so y'all can come on in and chime in. Y'all actually be able to see me and hear me and be able to interact with me as well in the chat. So y'all stay blessed. And remember, if it sounds funny, this is because it probably is. So y'all try to spirit by the spirit. Amen. God be the glory. I pray that y'all day be full of blessings, that it be prosperous and filled with abundant joy and love, and that God keep his hand upon you. And guess what? I love you, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you.